Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Berlinale Special Gala. I'm in virtual company of Quentin Dupieux, who's presenting here Incredible But True. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, I know it's difficult, so I'm going to read the synopsis and then start with that. Helene and Marie move to a quiet suburb. A mysterious tunnel in the cellar of their new home will turn their lives upside down. So, what's the starting point of this story? And I'll ask in a very philosophical way, what comes first, the desire or urge of analyzing a particular issue or subject, or crazy ideas to which you adapt the themes?
No, I for this one, I mean, it's always different, but for this one, I started with the characters. Basically, the actor who plays Alain in the movie, Alain Chabat, is someone I worked with before. We did a movie together 10 years ago, and I always wanted to work with him again. So that it was the starting point, like I wanted to work with Alain Chabat again. So I started writing something for him, and then I created this couple. And you know, when you write a script, you need issues, problems, things to solve, and I don't know. It's just I found this house story pretty quickly, and actually I felt in love with it because you know sometimes you start writing something and it doesn't go anywhere. So you have to drop it. You just leave it. Sometimes you write like 20 pages and you realize it's not interesting. This one, I knew I got something deep enough to be developed.
Well, I was thinking about what you said, and I'm asking you, was this story also a way to show how easy in life it is to fall into some traps? I mean, from the competition among men to the fear of getting old, of time passing. And do you feel like you're answering some of these questions with your films?
No, I mean, I know it's there, but I'm more talking about human beings in general, you know, like not only this specific issues we have in our society. I think I am more, it's more like a comment on human beings these days, if you know what I mean. I know the subject is there, talking about aging, talking about being the best, all this for men and women, but I think the subject is wider and just like all my movies, it's just a simple reflection of reality, the world we live in.
But Benoît Magimel, in an interview that it's in the press notes, said that for him the film is about love. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there is this aspect, of course, because. We, of course, talking about a couple and we see the couple dysfunctioning. Mm-hmm. You know, at the start, everything seems okay. But then, you know, like the couple is basically having an issue, a big one. I'm trying to not spoil.
Yeah.
So in a way, yes. Who said the movie talks about love? Is it Benoît?
Benoît, yes.
Oui, okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he says that because his character is basically got surgery to be loved. Yeah, it's, you know, probably because he wanted to be loved more and he wanted the respect and he wants people to look at him, which is... pathetic in a way, but that's just the way it is. Like a lot of people are trying to be seen. You know, when you check Instagram, for example, like it's a notion of people trying to be seen by other people. So if this is love quest, in that case, yes, my movie is a little bit about love, but I don't think it's the main subject. The main subject is, you know, human beings are dysfunctional, and it's a good comedy purpose.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I was thinking, how challenging, or on the opposite, how enriching is to portray people in the moment in their lives when they're neither old nor young?
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple. I am in the middle. So, you know, I think I understand more these characters than teenagers. For sure. I'm 47 years old. I know what it is to be in the middle. I am not suffering, you know, so far. I feel good being in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think I understand. If you have a shitty job and you're getting bold and your couple is not really working, I understand the middle crisis. You know, like, I know why. Like, it's like suddenly life is pointless.
I agree. And I was thinking, yeah, one of the things we always, at least I always hear about your cinema, is that we never know what to expect in terms of narrative, plot, style. So is it something that bothers you somehow, this expectation of the audience to have always something crazy in a way, or something that makes you happy?
No, it's, you know, like, as a filmmaker, personally, I never think about the audience. Otherwise, it's like exactly like music, you know, like, and I've been through this, like, when you try to make music thinking about the audience, like, oh, what do they like? What do they want? Etc. Suddenly you make nothing. You know, you lose the sense of music. Same goes for cinema. If you start thinking about the audience, suddenly it gets weird, and you are absolutely wrong, because I have a point of view on this, a very simple one. I think each person in a cinema sees a different movie, because, you know, like, everybody has his own feelings and his own perspective and views and opinions. So I am not thinking the audience is one person, you know, like, every viewer is different. Every viewer will, and I know this, because when you start talking to some crowd, you realize, like, oh, so he didn't like the music. The other one loved the music, but didn't like the ending. The girl next to this one enjoyed, you know, the framing and the lighting, but she was not into the story. It's endless. Like, you know, like, everybody has something to say. Everybody has a different point of view. That's what's interesting about making movies. So no, I have no expectation when I show a movie. I just want to hear good reactions. That's all.
One last thing, which is a Berlinale thing. You're always traveling with your films from festival to festival. I mean, one is shown in Locarno and the other one in Berlin now. So what do you think about film festivals, and what do you think about being in Berlinale, especially this year?
It's always exciting, because it's usually, you know, you show a movie that nobody really saw. Like last night, for me, it was the first big screening, for example.
Mm.
So this itself makes the experience amazing. It's like, it's the first time you show the movie to a big crowd. And it's always exciting, always. Whatever the city, whatever the size of the festival, whatever the vibe, whatever the time, it's exciting, because suddenly the movie is shown and you hear some reactions or not, and you discover the movie, you know, like in a different context, because as you may know, I'm editing the movies myself. So I spend a lot of time with my movies alone, you know, in a room, which is cool, which I love. But then at some point, it's like, yeah, just have a look. I did this. Maybe it's good. Maybe I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's good. I like it. Enjoy. That's it.
It's like having changed. In fact, now go.
Oui.
Maybe grow up and leave the nest.
In a way.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being with us on Fred Film Radio with Incredible Battery, and good luck.
Merci beaucoup.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.